Hello, our dear ones. This is Ashtar and many friends from the Galactic Federation and beyond. It is always an honor to share messages with you all. We always jump at the opportunity to share wisdom and insight. We are here to help raise the consciousness for humanity's benefit. We are here to share more information with regards to innate spiritual abilities that are shared among humanity. Humanity at this time is seeing an unprecedented acceleration and opening up of many innate gifts and abilities. Some of these are gifts and abilities that are quite familiar to humans, but there are more abilities that we would say some humans have just begun to learn. But what we wish to speak of today are the clair abilities. This is claircognizance, clairvoyance, clairaudience, as an example. And these clair abilities, they can develop unilaterally, but many humans at this time are beginning to leverage one or more of these clair abilities. And what is delightful for us to see is that many humans are slowly but surely learning how to use these clair abilities in tandem or in combination. It is not unlike how one would use their five senses in order to get a full read and a better understanding of any situation. Many humans feel and are observing that their clairaudience or clairvoyance abilities have become heightened over the last few months and years. This is all part and parcel of the increasing energies upon your earth and how these energies are quite conducive to the development of these abilities. It is a combination of two things. For the first part, we would say that many humans are becoming more attuned to these higher frequencies of energies. These higher frequencies within them carry much information. The way in which this information is then integrated and translated, for lack of a better word, within the human psyche, within human consciousness, is that it is filtered through these clair abilities. Let us today first speak of clairvoyance. This is, as we would say, an ability for sight. Sight that is not seen or executed through your physical eyes. It is a sight that in many ways has been described as being executed and understood through your intuition as well as through one's third eye. But we will say that this does not necessarily exclude those humans who are in receipt of flashes and visions that seem to come through more as an infused knowing. This too can be a form of clairvoyance. And of course, there are those humans whose physical eyes can perceive that which exists in your dimension of reality, but every once in a while they may glimpse into, we will say, beyond the veils, into other realms. And much like having perhaps a number of camera lenses projecting different movies, many clairvoyants are projecting what is unfolding in many different realms simultaneously. Some of what they capture is occurring in real or live time. Some of what they are capturing perhaps may be glimpses of that which is yet to unfold, or perhaps that which has unfolded. And so there are levels of clairvoyance. There is what we would refer to as the internal functioning of clairvoyance that allows one to see without your physical eyes. And then there is, of course, the more outwardly and physical manifestation of clairvoyance, where some people have the ability to tune into other dimensions with their eyes. And of course, these faculties are supplemented and complemented by the inner faculties, that is intuition, the third eye chakra, and infused knowing, all abilities that we have mentioned. What is the benefit of clairvoyance? We would say that there are many who wish that they had this and have not yet developed it. And conversely, we have also heard of many humans who have this ability and on some levels wish that they did not have it. This, in our opinion, simply comes down to a matter of control and learning how to harness these abilities in a way that suits and behooves you. That is, a way that allows you to attune to this additional information when it is right and appropriate versus receiving this information perhaps when it is unexpected. There are ways for those of you to help hone this skill. We would invite you all to contact your guides, your beings. You all have guides who are here to assist you in more than one ways. As such, there are guides and teachers who are here to help you, we will say, unveil and develop certain skills. This also stands true for any of the clair abilities. As such, for those of you who wish to develop clairvoyance, we would simply invite you to first try to see this through your third eye in a quiet state of meditation. Once you have learned to detach and to disconnect from external stimuli, from any of your superlative thoughts, and simply tune inwards. Focus on your inner light. And ask your light and ask your higher self if there is anything that would benefit you to see. And do not seek it out. Do not hunt for this information. But conversely, sit and wait. Allow this information to come to you. Perhaps this will take time and practice. In these moments of stillness, when you are simply in a state of mind where you are open to receive and to accept that which has come to you, understand that these perhaps are glimpses of clairvoyance. Perhaps they will be very short-lived minor flashes, visuals, and perhaps they may not make sense at first, but in time, like all skills, you will learn to make sense of what comes through. It is much like a child who learns how to read. They must first catch a glimpse of all the letters in the alphabet. They must learn to distinguish and decipher them. And eventually they learn to combine these letters into words, and the words are then combined into sentences. This is equally true of clairvoyance, and we would say all abilities. It takes time to learn discernment, to allow yourself to receive and read the information in a way that we would say resonates with your intuition. For those of you who are already clairvoyant, many, many of you have been born with this gift. It is not one that you have necessarily had to hone or develop. It was simply bestowed to you at birth, and this for you has been part of your journey and your development. For those of you who have not yet learned to control their clairvoyance, there is what we would refer to as a superlative shutter. This is a shutter or a directive that you place within your conscious mind with the assistance of your higher self and your guides. And you ask these beings to simply temporarily close down this third eye and this clairvoyance so that you can go about your business and focus on that which needs to be focused on. When you are ready to receive, it is as if though you are reopening these shutters in your third eye chakra and you are once again making yourself open and available to receive. This too takes time and practice. Like all skills, it is something that must be worked at, but with patience and of course with assistance from your beings, this is something that most of humanity will learn to control. We will say there are exceptions to this ability to see or unsee at will and when it is your choice. There are times in which you may be shown visuals or flashes because it is important for you to know and receive this information in the moment. This, we would say, is probably true of most clairvoyants. Remember, our dear friends, these abilities and these gifts are here to assist you in your journey, but they are also here, if you so choose, to be of service to others. As such, if this is a gift that you wish to develop, then you need to simply set the intention to be open to it. Ask for guidance, ask for protection at all times. And for those of you, as we have said, who have been born with this gift, this is a gift that you have chosen to come into this incarnation with. And so, our dear ones, remember that within these increasing energies that are coming into your earthly realm at this time, these energies are ripe for not only the manifestation of all that you desire and focus on, but they are also ripe for the development of these skills. Revel in them. Enjoy leveraging them in order to benefit, to grow, and to learn, and to see all the beauty that awaits you. We wish you the warmest blessings and much love.